So, picking up on the heels of the discussion we've been having over the last couple of weeks, which were surrounding the minhagim pertaining to the 9 days, the 3 weeks leading up to Tisha B'Av, and then the halachas of Tisha B'Av and the like, all related to Churban HaBayis. So now, coming off the heels of that, I think it'd be a good idea if we spent the next number of weeks going through some of the halachas pertaining to Lashon Hara. You know, the Chavetz Chaim, in his introduction to his famous work, Sefer Chavetz Chaim, as he's known by, Rishon Meir Kagan. But by the way, the genius of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim was not so much that it revealed the legal acumen of Rabbi Shaul Meir Kagan. Everyone already knew that he was a gadol hador. What was amazing about the Sefer Chavetz Chaim is that he unmasked what we refer to as gossip for what it actually is, which is pure evil, Lashon Hara, speaking about another Jew. The Chavetz Chaim, in his introduction to the work, he has a fascinating spin on the Gemara that we are familiar with for the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we know that during the first temple period was because the Jewish people were involved in Gilei Rashi, V'chasdam V'vorazara, of murder, promiscuity, and idolatry. And during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shahayu Oskim B'Torah Mitzos, that the Jewish people were involved in learning Torah and doing mitzvos. So then why Mipnei Macharav? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because there was Sinas Chinam, because there was baseless hatred. By the way, Chazal never used the language of avas chinam when it comes to the opposite of loving a Jew, because there's no such thing as baseless love when it comes to a Jew. There's always a reason to love another Jew. It's never baseless. But the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because of sinas chinam, says the Chavetz Chaim in his introduction to the work. Achle basof yimei bayis sheni. During the end of the second temple period, gavra sinas chinam v'lashon hara. Beinenu, that there was so much sinas chinam, baseless hatred, and gossip, talk about one another behind our backs, talking terrible about one each other, lashon hara. But avonoseinu harabim b'avor zeh, because of our terrible sins, and because of this, nirchrav habayis, this is the reason the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, v'galinu maritzenu, we were sent out from our homeland. Hagam sha gemara nakat sinas chinam, and he says, now even though I know the Gemara says sinas chinam, baseless hatred. You know what baseless hatred is? Hakavanu hu al lashon hara. The expression of that hatred is expressed in the fact that we speak about one another. Gam ken shiyatsa mitzadas hatsina. That is what the result of this baseless hatred is. When you have that baseless hatred, then you start talking about one another. We'll have to prove where the Chavetz Chaim came up with that spin from the Gemara, because the Gemara just says sinas chinam, but doesn't say lashon hara. We'll have to try and back up the Chavetz Chaim. God willing, we'll do that tomorrow.